If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule joins us now with good news for Chicagoans who do not have a new vehicle sticker. Stephanie?
Hey, that's right. Good morning, Bob. You know, for the entire month of April, the city clerk is offering an amnesty month by waiving late fees and back charges on vehicle stickers. As you know, Bob, all Chicagoans who drive, park, lease, or own a vehicle in the city must purchase a city sticker if they have a Chicago address. And outside of April's amnesty month, late fees for vehicle stickers or renewals are $60. So this is a good deal, and you should definitely use it as your excuse to go get up to date on your sticker if you're not.
Definitely. Let's talk about what Alderman Riley has done about this problem with the dogs shocked outside a River North building.
Yes, there have been several dogs that have been electrocuted outside Wolf Point East. This is a luxury apartment building in River North. And now Alderman Brendan Riley is taking matters into his own hands to protect the area. He plans to introduce an ordinance that would require landlords to notify residents of electrical hazards within 24 hours. It would also require them to install visible warnings about this electrical problem and provide vet care if pets are affected. This follows growing pressure from residents and a petition from Nicole Johnson, whose 85-pound German Shepherd, Jenna, named Jenna, was shocked by an electrical current outside the building. There are at least 20 other dog owners in the area who believe their dogs were also shocked by this same metal strip. And so now hopefully, you know, they're getting the problem fixed, and Alderman Riley can introduce this ordinance and make sure that these electrical issues are addressed in a more timely manner.
Hopefully. And finally, tell us about the Taste of Little Village coming to Millennium Park.
Yes, Bob, there's a beloved Little Village restaurant that's known for its Mexican breakfast. It's called La Catedral Cafe and Restaurant. It's opening its fourth location at 400 East Randolph, giving downtown workers a new spot to chow down on chilaquiles or scoop horchata coffee before they head to the office. Its owner and chef said he's not stopping there, and he actually has plans to open two more restaurants in Little Village later this year.
Good news for anyone going to Millennium Park. Stephanie Lule, blockclubchicago.org for more. Thank you, Stephanie. You have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.